Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kasama natin ngayon sa SBS Filipino ang co-owner at partner ng Sydney Cebulechon na si Pat Samaniego. Magandang araw sa iyo, Pat.
Hello, how are you? Kamusta po?
Nandito kayo ngayon sa Philippine Pasko Festival. Naki-celebrate kayo. How do you feel that people are lining up here?
Oh, very excited indeed. We've been here since it started in 2016 and we're happy to be here again. And there's already a huge lineup. So yeah, very excited indeed.
Filipinos are always excited to taste lechon because they don't get to taste that always here.
That is true. Sometimes people do miss out as well. So I do suggest that people come here early.
Let's talk about Sydney Cebulechon. It's already 28 years here in Australia. Do you have any idea how it started?
Yes. So it started with Tito Fred and Tita Feli when they came here. And they opened up a catering business at Glendenning in 1991. And yes, since then, basically it rolled over to Will, who took on the business because Tito Fred and Tita Feli were thinking of potentially retiring soon. So he was the only one with culinary background. And just as of recently, I've come and joined. But yeah, it started off as a humble business. And then now we've got a restaurant at Newtown, 80 Edmore Road. And it's been pretty exciting. We're 8 months old there. And we're hopefully going to do big things there.
Pat, how are you related to Will and the family?
Oh, so I've known Will for almost all my life. So he's like always been like a big brother. So I've known him for about, 20 years or so. And he recently asked me to just come on board. So yeah, pretty exciting.
That's good. Okay. Bakit ba sa tingin mo binabalik-balikan ng mga Pinoy ang lechon kahit nasaan man sila sa mundo?
I think it's obviously the flavor of the lechon, the food. And the fact that historically as well, it's somebody at parties you'll find lechon. It's always a grand gesture of respect and celebration. And I think that's why everybody just know that lechon is a sign of importance and the food, like the flavor in itself. That's what brings people to lechon.
And grande talaga ang party pag may lechon, and it's always part of a Filipino centerpiece kapag may mga party.
That's right, indeed. You'll find it at your debuts, anniversaries, weddings even. And now here in Australia, a lot of people actually call us, and non-native Filipinos, they do it for Christmas parties, New Year's. So yeah, it's definitely a grand gesture.
Pag sinabing sibulechon, iniisip ng mga tao talagang masarap. Ano ba yung kakaiba sa sibulechon?
I would say just the take on the lechon in general is delicious, but I think for us it's just the timpla that we make and the flavor and the aroma and the crispiness of the skin and the saltiness with the achara, balancing it up with the salsawan. I think altogether it's just a combination of all that those factors come together, just brings the flavor together, makes it really delicious.
Nakakagutom naman yung mga sinasabi mo. But anyway, speaking of yung pagluto ng lechon, ini-import nyo ba yung mga sangkap or ingredients ng lechon ninyo para yung lasa niya talagang Cebu lechon?
Oh, well, everything is locally sourced in terms of the ingredients. Our pork is Australian pork, organic free-range pork. And it's just basically the way that we, to get the flavor, it's just the timpla. Tito Fred, Tito Feli did a good job and try to bring back that Cebu lechon flavor here in Sydney. And at the moment, it looks like we're pretty happy to know that we're doing a good job. Yeah.
And I heard you're rebranching.
We do have a lot of projects that we're strategizing for next year. Branching out, hopefully in the Western Sydney region. Just some of the thoughts we've had, or potentially even interstate. So at the moment, there are early plans because we're focusing on a lot of things at the moment. We're not just a restaurant, we're also focusing on the fact that we're a platform for helping out the Filipino community internationally and, of course, locally, doing a lot of charity work as well.
And speaking of charity work, you have a fundraising project. That's why Will is in the Philippines at the moment. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so we we've got Will at the moment in Manila, and he's going to be attending the Wheelchairs for Marawi Soldiers. So that dinner, all the proceeds will go providing wheelchairs for Marawi soldiers who have been injured during battle. We're focusing on the fact that we're a platform, so we're helping the Filipino community just with business, just incubator in general for next year. We've got a plan to incubate and help other entrepreneurs. We've already we've done a few things that we don't really advertise, like we give our space for free if you qualify to use our space at the restaurant at the Enmore Newtown. To for example, we had like 3 weeks ago, we had the Thorny Fruit Co. do a durian tasting pop-up night, and it went really well. And we've done other things, and we're slowly getting there, and we'll slowly to put out more content about what we do and what we really want to achieve for the next year.
That's good. Once again, maraming salamat, Pat Samaniego from Sydney, Cebu, Lechon.
Thank you. Salamat po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.